God is good all the time.
God is good all the time.
Yes, yes. Another Saturday when we are joined together for Bible study. It's all about Him. It's all about our Creator, our God, our Master, our King, our Savior, our all in all. You know, we welcome His presence here with us. Truly, the presence of the Lord is among us. And we are mindful of it, that when He enters the room, then there's a shift in the atmosphere. Something will happen. When He shows up, doesn't show up empty-handed. There's always a blessing. Amen. So we give God thanks. And we just sit in His presence, because we know that there will be a mighty move of God among us. Amen. Yes. Yes, there will be a mighty move of God. We welcome you all. Yes, we welcome you all. This evening, we're still going to look at the judges. Last week, our own sister Camille, she completed looking at Joshua. Was such a blessing. The week before that, we started Judges, where we looked at the mighty defeat that Ehud, who was the judge then, would defeat Eglon, that fat Eglon, and Ehud, the left-handed man, would use that sharp two-edged sword and pierce him. Amen. And had the mighty victory. That two-edged sword, we can make comparison to that two-edged sword with the word of Almighty God, like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing soul. You know, it's a discerner. It tells the very intention of your heart and discerning in you. Amen. And so this evening, as we settle in, we're going to look at Deborah and Barak.
Deborah.
Yes. Or Deborah. Deborah and Barak. Yes, they are such a blessing.
Deborah.
Yes, there's so much we can learn from them and what they have, what they did in their time, serve as a memory. A memorial to us. Amen. Yes. Yes. So as we settle in, let us pray. Let us pray. Kind, loving, and heavenly Father, we just want to give you thanks this evening. We just want to give you praise, mighty God, for what you're about to do. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for keeping us throughout another week. Our own strength couldn't have taken us through. But we thank you, Lord God, that you stood by us. We thank you that you are for us and not against us. We thank you that you continue, mighty God, to lift us up, even though sometimes we are so stubborn and set in our ways. But you know our thoughts, you know our hearts, mighty God. And Lord, it is in your faithfulness that you have revived us and caused us to meet in a form like this so you can refresh us. We wait on you, mighty God. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that will come forth, that will transform our life, that will meet us at the very point of need. Mighty God, we know that you are mindful of each and every one of us. You know everything that is going on in our situation. Everything, mighty God, nothing is hidden from you. You know the pain, you know the tears, you know the joy, you know the happiness. You know everything about us. There's nothing about us that is hidden from you. Our life is open to you like a book, and you never fail to read every page of it, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we humble ourselves before you this evening, knowing, mighty God, that is in you we live and move and have our being, because we are your offspring. We thank you, mighty God, that you have created us in your own image, and you have imputed life into us. You have spoken your word over us. And we thank you, Lord God, for your promises towards us even now. We thank you, mighty God, that despite what we are going through, that we are more than conquerors. We know, mighty God, that with you on our side, we can conquer any battle that would come our way. And so as we study your word this evening, we pray, God, that we'll draw strength from it, that, Lord God, will help us in time of great struggle, in times of great persecution, in times of great pain, in times of great opposition. Lord God, that you will give us a ready word in our heart so we can tackle every plan of the enemy. We can be strong in the power of your might, knowing, mighty God, that as your people, we are no weakling, but we are strong in you, mighty God. As your people, we are the head and not the tail. As your people, we are above and not below. As your people, mighty God, we are strong. And so, Lord God, we give you thanks and we give you praise that we are under your authority. You have authorized us, mighty God. And for that, Lord, we just exalt your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for all of us that are gathered here this evening. We pray, mighty God, that those that are on their way trying to join, Lord God, that they will experience no technical difficulties. But, Lord God, you will already pave the way so that they can come to hear a word in time. We give you thanks, mighty God, for all who will take part, who will read, who will pray. Mighty God, we pray, mighty God, for listening and attentive ears this evening. We pray, mighty God, that no weapon formed against us, your people, will prosper. We come against every plan of the enemy. We come against every destruction in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, mighty God, that this platform is clear, mighty God, from every opposition in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that our minds is at the place to hear from you, Lord God. We decree and we declare, mighty God, that our heart will be so fertile, mighty God, that when your word hit it, it will grow and bring forth fruit in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we come against every stony heart. We come against, mighty God, every wayward spirit, every contrary spirit. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare, mighty God, that this broadcast is clear in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we come against every tongue tie. We come against, mighty God, every thought. We put it under the obedience of Christ in the name of Jesus. And we pray, mighty God, that as the word would go forth, it would go forth with power and with clarity. None will leave the way we came, mighty God, but there will be a mighty revival, a mighty breakthrough, a mighty strength, Lord God, that we can be strengthened, remove every heaviness in the name of Jesus. Every depression, mighty God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We speak, Jesus, over this line in your name, Lord. We pray your strength, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Fall afresh, mighty God. Loose every tongue in the name of Jesus. We declare liberty in your presence, Lord, because in your presence there is liberty. Hallelujah. We pray for peace in the name of Jesus, a peace that passeth all understanding. We pray, mighty God, that we lay everything aside, every sin that so easily beset us. We place it under the blood in the name of Jesus. Yes, mighty God, raise up a standard against the very appearance of evil in the name of Jesus, and give us freedom.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We come against every depression. We come against every anger. We come against, mighty God, everything that would weigh our bodies down. We
We plead the blood of Jesus Christ all over it. We cut and clear this atmosphere, mighty God, and we loose your people to serve you in the name of Jesus. We break every yoke. Hallelujah. Every bondage in the name of Jesus. And we set your people free to worship and to praise you in the name of Jesus. Everything that went on today and throughout the week, mighty God, is only a shadow. Because, Lord God, you are the one that sustained us. You are the one that lifts us up. You are the one that plants our feet on solid ground. And we know, mighty God, that you are for us and not against us. We know, mighty God, that you stand with us in the name of Jesus. We know in whom we believe, and we are persuaded that you are able to keep that which we have committed unto you against that day. And we know, mighty God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, despite what is happening in the atmosphere, Lord God. We know that we are safe in the Master's hand. We know, mighty God, that though storm clouds may rock the ship of ours, we can have an anchor that grips our soul, that holds us firm. Yes, mighty God, in your stable hands. We know, mighty God, despite the storm clouds, anything around us, we know that we are safe in you, Jesus. And so, Lord God, we come with a spirit, yes, mighty God, to praise and to glorify you this evening.
Yes, Lord, in the name.
Hallelujah. You have not forsaken us, mighty God. We are your people. We are the called out. We are the ecclesia. We are the people of the living God. The one that are called to do exploits in your name. The ones that are called, mighty God, the apple of your eye. The one that are called a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a holy nation that is called forth to show the praises of him that has called us out of darkness. Darkness, into your marvelous light. We give you thanks, mighty God, despite. Jesus. We give you praise, mighty God. Jesus. You are our anchor, and we love on you this evening, Lord. We give you thanks, we give you praise. We worship and we adore your name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, and for Jesus, thy glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus. So sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen? Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise. Just to know.
Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
We believe. We believe in him. We believe in him because we have seen he's done mighty things in our midst. We have seen where he has pull down stronghold, and many of us, all of us, can look back and recognize that what we used to be, we are no more now. We have moved. We have been progressing. Amen. So continue to hold on to his unchanging hand, and he is faithful, and he will continue to
keep us on.
You know, the name of this ministry is Faith Defenders Bible Study Group. And we are called to defend our faith, earnestly contend for the faith that was delivered unto us. We are called to defend our faith. And when we meet up on opposition, when we are about our daily chores or whatever we do on a daily basis, when we meet up on opposition, we have to have a ready word in us. That is able to, a ready word that is able to conquer. Amen. There are so many people out there that don't want this great Lord God. They want the hands. They want him to bless, but they don't want to give their life. They don't want to give their heart to him. They don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to make the necessary sacrifice to sacrifice anything unto God. You know, there are some that would go, that they would pray for some prayer, or they would go some places and get like a guard ring to protect them. You know, they want a guard ring to protect them so that they can be prosperous or successful or whatever way. But
Sometimes I wonder, what are they protecting themselves from? It's as if they're protecting themselves from themselves. You know, because they don't want the God that is evil, you know, to cover them and to keep them safe. You know, so it's a time that we have to earnestly contend for the faith that is delivered unto us. We have to have the word of God written in our hearts, you know, so that we will not sin against him. We're going to, as we look at Deborah and Barak this evening, we're going to look at Judges chapter 4. A matter of fact, Judges chapter 4 and 5 give the account of Deborah and Barak, with chapter 5 being a song by Deborah and Barak. You know, a victory song, a rejoicing song, a song of victory. You know, but this evening we're going to focus on chapter 4. Our first reader should have been Sister Williams, but she is unavoidable. She's unavailable to read. So she's asking Sister Tracy O'Connor to read the first lesson on our behalf. That's Judges chapter 4. Judges chapter 4. And it's going to be from 1 to 9. Amen. So as Sister Tracy O'Connor prepare to read that, I just want to encourage you all and welcome our first time viewers. You know, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. And just to remind you that we are here this Saturday at this time between 8, that's 7 o'clock Jamaica time, and to 9. 1 hour. Sometimes we go a little bit over just for closing up and stuff, but it's a time that we come to refresh ourselves in the Lord. It's a time that we come to call to faith those that have not yet received the Lord as their Lord and Savior. It's a time that we come to sit around the word of God and strengthen ourselves. Amen. Sister O'Connor.
Glory to God. Thank you for having me here. Our first reading comes from Judges 4, verses 1 through 9.
Hallelujah. And
thank you. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lepidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinom of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun. And I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude. And I will deliver him into thine hand. And Barak said unto her, if thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. Verse 9. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be from thine honor, For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went into Barak to Kedesh. Here endeth the reading of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thanks. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister O'Connor. Thank you, Sister O'Connor. It's a lot of words. A lot of words we hear, a lot of big words. And, you know, but it's good to get familiar with the word, with the Bible and stuff. And, you know, Sister O'Connor, she did well with the word. Amen. So that part that you just read just now, you see, Deborah, she was a prophetess. Amen. She was an unusual woman of wisdom and influence who did the task of a judge. God can use women mightily, you know, and he has used women mightily for religious tasks, for civil tasks, for another task. In 2 Kings chapter 22 and verse 14, we see where God used Elder as a prophetess. You know, and also in Acts chapter 21, step 8 to 9, we see Philip's daughter. She was a prophet. You know, our own Philip, his daughter was a prophet. And Phoebe was a deaconess in Acts chapter 16 and verse 1. She was a deaconess. And you can make mention of other women in the Bible that God has used mightily and stuff. And we know our sisters are very important to us. We love them. And God's hand is upon our sisters in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, so Deborah, a prophet. Our next reader will be Sister Cadian. She will read Judges chapter 4. 10 to 17. Amen. Sister Caden, are you there? Amen. Seems All right. In the absence of Sister Caden, let me just go ahead and read this portion. Amen. Judges chapter 4, 10 to 17. And Barak called out Zebulun and Naphtali to Kedesh, and 10,000 men went up to his heels, and Deborah went up with him. Now Eber the Kenite had separated from the Kenites and descendants of Obab, the father-in-law of Moses. And he pitched his tent as far away as the oak in Zedanim, which is near Kadesh. When Sisera was told that Barak the son of Abimahim had gone up to Mount Tabor, Sisera called out all his chariots, amen, 900 chariots of iron, and all the men who were with him from Arisheth Agarim to the river Kishon. And Deborah said to Barak, "Up, for this is the day in which the Lord has given Sisera into your hand. Does not the Lord go out before you?" So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. Amen. 10,000 men following him, going down to Mount Tabor. Okay. Verse 15. And the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariot and all his army before Barak by the edge of the sword. And Sisera went down from his chariot and fled away on foot. Mm-hmm. And Barak pursued the chariots and the army to Arisheth Agarim, and all the army of Sisera fell by the sword, by the edge of the sword. Not one man was left. But Sisera fled away on foot to the tent of Jehiel, the wife of Eber, the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabim, the king, and Asa, and the house of Eber, the Kenite.
Right.
Amen? Yes. We're going to continue reading from verse 18 down to the end. To the end of the chapter. Sister Tracy, Sister O'Connor, can you continue reading down? Yes. Go on.
Yes, my brother. Glory to God. Verse 18, and Jael went out to meet Sisera and said unto him, turn in, my lord, turn in to me, fear not. And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And he said unto her, give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk and gave him drink and covered him. Again he said unto her, stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man doth come and inquire of thee and say, is there any man here, that thou shalt say no? Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent and took an hammer in her hand, yes, and Lord, went softly unto him and smote the nail into his temples and fastened it into the ground. For he was fast asleep and weary, so he died. And behold, as Barak persuades Sisera, Jael came out to meet him. And said unto him, come, and I will shew thee the man thou seekest, whom thou seekest. And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. Verse 24, final verse. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. Here endeth the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen. Yes, what an experience. What an experience. What a mighty deliverer we have. Amen. What a mighty deliverer. You know, we have to take time to digest, really digest that. You know, one of the things that I want to look at this evening, we look at Eglon. You know, how he raised up against the children of Israel serve Eglon because of their cycling. You know, they come from God deliver them, they go back to sinning. Then God send them back into oppression. Then they beg for mercy. God raise up a judge and rescue them. So it's a cycle like that they have been around. You know, with Eglon, when Ehud would kill him, you know, how long did he had Israel under siege? Anyone remembered? How many years? He had in Israel under siege for 18 years. So you can imagine. Israel, the chosen people of God, they know what to do. They know that God is God. He's the one that took them out of Egypt. He's the one that delivered them, take them through the wilderness, take them across the Red Sea, take them over Jordan River, clear the Jordan for them. They know the commandments, the rules, they know everything. And yet they continue to drift away. They continue to sin. You know, and it's for 18 long years. They were, Eglon would have them be enslaved to them 18 years. And here is it now. Here is it now that Sisera,
yes,
you know, would have them under siege before Deborah and Barak would come. They have them for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for 20 years. That's like very long time. Yeah, to show you how disobedient the children of Israel were. They waited for the last straw. They waited until bloodshed before they turn to God. And we see a similarity like that happening in our world today, where people would go through so much oppression and so much depression and so much things happening, rocking their ship, pain and sickness and everything, and trials and testing and defeat one behind the other, and they fail to turn
to God,
their life to God. They try everything under the face of the sun. They worship anything that they see apart from worshiping God. You know, we may be looking at it and say, Israel is so set in their ways to wait for all of 20 years for the deliverer to realize that they need deliverance. You know, they would sit down in their own mess for these 20 long years and do nothing. You know, stay, and they would worship everything that they see that don't bring any peace or any salvation to them. You know, but here is it now that Deborah, God would rise up another judge, Deborah and Barak, to come in and to deliver, his people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes when we look at it and we realize that whatever is happening in the world around us, we can't be too judgmental of it, because we were in the same position too, only but the grace of God that has saved us to make us who we are today. You know? So as we are sensitive to what is happening, let us be prayerful. God would raise up a Deborah and a Barak. So God would raise up a prophet, an end time prophet, to tell a word to a people that will transform their life and will turn them around for good. And as we pray and seek the Lord for that mighty move, you know, let's just let the searchlight of God turn inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be the man in the mirror. Let us look at ourselves and make our life so visible, and the light that we carry as children of God shine through the darkness. Sometimes it's not the words that we say, but just the lifestyle that we live can transform somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes our word is not, you know, the word, sometimes they don't even understand it because they are spiritually discerned. But when you live the life, live a life of holiness.
Yes.
If you cannot testify, just live. Just live the life. So that people around us can see the glory of God and
come to worship
Him. Amen. Hallelujah. So they waited for 20 long years.
Yes.
You know, and that's not good. That's not good. So I implore people to make the calling and election sure. You know, make the calling of God and election sure. Don't put Him off. Don't put Him off at last.
No.
You know, we see where the prophetic call of Barak by Deborah. We see where it was met with an ultimatum from Barak. You know, Barak said to Deborah,
"You have to go with
if
me.
You will go with me,
with me.
Go.
I will go.
Yes.
But if you will not go with me,
I will not.
I will not go.
Amen.
And I love the Bible. I love the Bible because it don't just give you all you would want it, but it give you everything. It give you the good, the bad, and the indifference.
Amen.
So you must choose it today who you will serve. As Joshua said, choose it today who you will serve. He said, I will go if you will go. And if you're not going,
I'm not going.
I'm not going.
Amen.
You know, that's not a favorable attitude. You know, as people of God, we are supposed to stand, whether or not anyone else stand with us. Stand for truth. Stand for justice. Stand for peace. Stand for God. Whether or not anyone stand with us. It is divine to stand alone, but it is human to run with the crowd. Mm-hmm. You know, but when you alone can stand, even if no one else is standing with you, that's only the power of God in your life can cause you to do that. Amen. But Barak said he won't go nowhere. He's not going to go fight no war unless Deborah come with him. You know, so some theologians would say that that's a lack of faith for Barak.
Confidence yeah. in God.
Yeah, they would say that is a lack of faith. Some theologian, and not even theologians too, but some people will be reading it and say that's a lack of faith. But Barak was recorded in the Hall of Fame for faithfulness. In
faith.
Hebrew, he has an era of faith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So we don't know how God do his mathematics fully, but he's recorded in the as a hero of faith in Hebrew chapter 11 down. You know, so question for you. How can Barak request to Deborah response be understood positively? How can we understand that positively, what he said? I will not go unless you go with me. And Deborah would say to him that I will go with you. But Deborah would again say to him that, Barak, what you're doing is not right. You know, Barak, what you're doing is not right, because God is going to deliver Sisera into the hand of a woman.
It's jail.
Yes. So Deborah would rebuke him immediately and say, what you're doing is not right. God is going to deliver Sisera into the hand of a woman. You know, because he's there saying that he won't make a move unless Deborah goes with him. You know, I don't know if you could look at it and say, maybe Barak was looking at it and say, one shall chase 1,000, but two shall put 10,000 to flight. I don't know.
he was saying that maybe Deborah, whatever, is the one that God spoke to, is the one that God chose. She's a leader, she's a hero. And so although she was delegating authority to him, he wanted, sometimes we need help, some strength, encouragement. So maybe that's why he said that you have to go with me, you know?
Yes, so true. So true. He wanted company to go down there. But then again, you know, God would have spoken to Barak before. What Deborah said to Barak was just a confirmation. Because, yes, it was just a confirmation to what was there already in Barak. Because God has a way to set up the stage before the actual situation starts, you know. God would already stage it in such a way to give him the glory. He would already spoken to Barak what to do and whatever. But Barak was sitting complacent. That's when the prophet would come. That's when Deborah would come and say, as God spoke to you and said, do that and do that, go gather the men them from down at your place. Go get 10,000 men and go fight and stuff. You know, go fight Jabin army, which in which Sisera is the man in charge of Jabin's army. You know, anyone else want to share something? What positive thing we can get from that, apart from saying that Barak was a lack of faith?
Maybe another positive thing that I'm thinking about is that God is always going before us to fight our enemies. So the battle was already won. So he just wanted the physical man then to go. But spiritually, the battle was, I don't know, the battle was won. I'm thinking that way too, that God went before them already and paved the way.
Yes. It's already set up for victory. You know, no matter way, no matter which way you're going to angle it, or which way it's going to come from, victory is a must.
Yes,
victory is a must. So, according to Judges chapter 4, verse 15, you know, I don't know if you have a Bible open or whatever. Who would you say actually defeat the chariot army of Sisera?
The Lord.
Amen. Yes. Lord. Just like what Auntie Lynette said, is God would have already gone.
Yes.
And do something there. He's the one. God is the one that defeat Sisera's army. And that army, you know, was a powerful army. It has 900 iron chariots, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, call it war tanker. It has 900. They were prepared.
Yes.
They were prepared for war.
God can keep them.
Yes, the children of Israel feared Sisera because of the 900 iron chariot that he have down there. So they're saying to themselves that they better keep themselves tantody because they cannot defeat those 900 chariots. It was the Lord himself. Remember that these Jabin's army, in which Sisera was the chief man, they had Israel under siege, you know. Israel were slave to them. That means in order to get Israel into the palm of their hand, they would have up to disarmed Israel. So Israel would have no artilleries or no weapon then. Israel would be completely defeated because they were in captivity by Jabin's army.
So we come, you know, back again, Brother Everton, we come back again to the Egyptian army.
Yes.
Right. And then chariots chasing the Israelites, the Red Sea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, so it must have been God that is doing it, because look at it now. Israel would have no weapons, nothing at all. They would fight, they would fight Jabin's army with just God's grace and mercy, just God taking it over for them. It's just like when the children of Israel were going through the wilderness, they ate nothing but manna.
Yes,
Everything that they had, God would have provided for them, the manna, the water from the rock, they get the quail and everything. God would have provided for them during the wilderness, and they were just moving through the wilderness experience, and yet having coming out of the wilderness experience, they were able to slay millions of people. Mm. They were able to cut down the Canaanites, cut down the Amorites, cut down the Hittites, all of them. And these men were settled in their land, so much so that when Joshua went up to spy into the land, and when they came back with some clusters of grape that is more than one man have to be carrying it, grapes and the giants that they were. And yet God would let the people that has gone going through the Israel through the wilderness experience defeated them. So don't look at your insignificance
or what you have achieved or your position in life and say that, oh, I am weak and frail. I cannot achieve that or that. God is able to rewrite your resume. God is able to provide for you in ways in which we blow your mind. That's the God that we serve.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, he's able to come true for you. No matter what you think or no matter what others will say, God is so strategic that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you and I can think of.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's the strength of our God. That's the power of our God. He's a mighty God. No matter what you're going through, I don't need no further argument. I don't need to ask any more questions. I know that my God is a deliverer. And I know because he delivers me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
So you'd find them that it's the Lord that's discomforted. When the word of God says in verse 15 that he rooted Sisera, that means he discomforted him.
Rooted them, yeah.
Yeah, yes. And all the chariots and his army.
Confused them.
I look there. Sisera, you know. Sisera, he was in the best chariot, you know. He has 900 iron chariots. And he, as a commander-in-chief, would sit in the best one, the most secure one. And when... when God would raise up his people, when God would raise up Barak, and they would go down there, Sisera run out of the chariot and run Lefi.
Amen. Run, run, run.
Amen.
Sisera, Sisera run out of the iron chariot. The word of God said, the word of God in this psalm said, some trust in chariot. Some trust in horses, but you will trust in the name of our Lord. When Israel, when
wanted milk, wanted water.
Yes, when Israel, when Israel without any weapons would attack Jabin's army with their 900 chariot. The chief man, the man in charge of run out of the chariot when God get ready. When God get ready, you got to move.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yes, when God get ready, you got to move. God let him run. Yeah. I read a psalm that it caused me to laugh every time I read it, you know. The psalmist said, the wicked run even when no man pursue him.
Yes. Amen.
and Sisera would run all the way down to run away from there.
From Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, when God get ready, man. No weapon formed against the people of God can prosper. You know, so we see strength in weakness, though you may think that you are down and you're not strong enough because you're being enslaved, you're being in a situation for so long now, and the situation start to look like you, the situation start to smell like you, you start to look defeat and everything. But I'm telling you that in your situation that you're in, God is able to rise up angels around you and defeat any armies around you and set you free. He's able to break every yoke and to bring the deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Israel, they had limited resources.
Yes.
They had limited resources. Jabin, you know, army, which he had Sisera in charge of it, had 900 iron chariot, and victory would seem impossible. In that, we look at Sisera as a type of antichrist, anti-savior.
Yes.
He's like an anti-savior. You know, is often we would see pictures or type of Christ and his salvation in the people or events recorded in the Old Testament. For example, David's victory over Goliath is a picture of Christ's victory over Satan.
Yes.
David, a little shepherd boy with 5 little stone and a slingshot, and Goliath, big 10-footer. Big 10-footer with sword, with a point, his sword.
the point of it weigh how much shekel, how much weight, and that point of his sword and whatever. You know, we in addition to the equivalent picture of Christ, we also see counter example where we see Sisera is such a negative image. Mm-hmm. In Judges 4, the Lord lead his people into battle. That's the Lord that would lead Barak and that 10,000 men into battle. Right? But Sisera abandons his people and flee.
Run, run. Hallelujah.
Yeah, he abandons his people and flee.
Run,
every last soldier is put to death.
Yes.
Sisera is an anti-savior. And just like the devil, just like the devil and his angel, the devil is going to flee and leave you. You're going to have no protection if you are a person that don't put your trust in God. You know, whatever you put your trust in, he's going to leave you if it's not God. God is the one that will stay with you right unto the very end. But when you have an anti-savior, someone who need a savior themselves, you're going to be in problem right through your life because you're going forever find yourself in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, and they can't save you. Uh-huh. But when you give yourself, watch God. Look at what God is doing. He leads his people into battle and causes them to be victorious. He is the savior.
Praise Amen. God. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, it is remarkable to remember that our Savior stood his ground into death in order that all his people might live and return victoriously from battle.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, in thus, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Romans 8, verse 37. We are more than conquerors through him that love us. We are no wishy-washy Christians. We are strong people of God.
Hold on, brother.
We are strong people of God. You know, we also seen that portion where the enemy head was crushed. We see where is not, you know, we see where Sisera his head when is the bore his head with nail from out the tent, crush his head.
Jail.
Yes.
Nail torture head.
Yes.
So we see the gruesome account of the striking, the crushing, the shattering, and the piercing of Sisera's head could cause us to remember one of the ancient promises of God from Genesis 3, verse 15, that the offspring of the woman would one day deal a final blow to Satan and sin by crushing his head. And when we look at the passage before this, when we look at the defeat with Ehud, we would see that God would set them up so that they would attack the head first. We know that when the head is crushed, then the rest of the body has no use. When you go after the strong man and you tie up the strong man first, then the rest is history. Go to the root of the problem. Don't beat around the bush. Go right into the bush and capture the strong man and destroy him. And then all his little followers them behind him. He's going to run. Don't start with the weakest man. Start with the strong man. Tear him down. Tear down the strong man so that the weak man them can you can easy to take them down.
Yes, touch the strong man. Get the strong one.
Yeah, get the strong man first.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we are reminded in this that Israel's greatest need is not salvation from foreign oppression. But Israel's greatest need is salvation from the sin that leads to the oppression.
Yes, yes, yes.
Israel were oppressed because their sin. Israel come on a bondage because of the sin that they continue to commit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, so they don't need deliverance or the salvation from the oppression. From the foreign oppression, but they need it
from the sin that leads to that oppression? What would cause you now to be in the position that you're in? What would cause us to be in a situation that we're in that cause us to be oppressed? Sometimes we are sick. You know that, people of God, you know that sometimes we are sick because of the times that we refuse to take care of our health.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And find ourselves in oppression.
Yes.
Find ourselves in bondage because we refuse to take care of our health. We eat anything that we want to eat. Yeah, anything that we see, we go eat it. And we get sick.
Oh God.
Because we are the one that caused that oppression to be upon us.
Yes.
And we start mourning, and we start prayer, we start asks, and we start all kind of fandangles. But we are the one, many of the times, that leads to us to our downfall. Yes. We are the one, most of the times, that leads to the oppression that we are under. We are broke. We are broke because we squander the little money that we have. We fail to save it. And we squander it, and we don't have no money now.
We cause
that on ourselves because we squander it, we waste it. We do things with it that doesn't glorify God. And we do whatever we want to, and no, we don't have none. We come with our little broke self at the altar.
Oh, yes.
Come with our little broke self at the altar. Want the deacon or want somebody in the church to pray for us. And when we get back the money, when the deacon or whoever pray for us at the altar and we get back some money, then we'll see we again at church, you know. We're gone about our business.
Yes.
And we're going to spend it off again. And when we're broke and we're out, then right, so they won't take away the house and the car and everything we buy. We come back again to church.
Hallelujah.
And we continue in that cycle. Just like what Israel is doing. They continue in that cycle of oppression because of what? The sin that so easily beset them. We are at war with our neighbors because we fail to make peace with them.
Oh, yes.
And we're at war with them, and it comes a time that it gets so tense that we can't even call to them because we feel as if they are at war with us. And we as the Christian, don't even want to make peace with them. We come out and we pass them, or we go on a church or whatever we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We are the one that caused that oppression. We to be in such oppression. You know, we are living in defeat because we fail to repent and serve God.
Good.
You know, and we continue to be defeated because we fail to repent and serve God. In the same way, our greatest need is not to be rescued from earthly and temporal consequences of sin, but to be saved from sin itself and the curse of death that results from it. Even in the darkest days of our sin, the Lord is faithful to his promise.
Amen.
God, praise God.
Amen. You know, so no matter how far you think you have gone, as long as you wake up this morning and you still have the breath of life in your nostril, it's another opportunity for you to repent and turn it over to Jesus. It's another opportunity for you that God is not done with you yet.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, you may continue doing stuff that annoys God and continue doing stuff that upsets him. But the fact that you're here, the fact that you're still breathing is that God is giving you another chance.
Faithful, yes.
Amen. God is so faithful.
Yeah, he's faithful. He's faithful. He's giving another chance. The fact that you're hearing my voice this day is that God is giving you another chance to make it right.
Yes. Jesus.
So
personal implications from it. What can we take away from this?
In our work.
From this account.
Oh.
You know, how does this passage lead us to praise God, repent of our sin, and trust more deeply in his gracious promises?
Yes.
You know, and we're reminded too that these things happen for an example.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are written down for our instruction. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so we can take heed to our ways so that we can learn something to keep us strong in times like these.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I take a lot out of it. It caused me to examine
Myself.
My own self.
Mm-hmm.
It caused me to ask God to purify me once more.
Yes.
Burn out everything. You know, because when you look at these things and see how deep it is.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yeah, it's deep. It goes deep because the same type of behavior that Israel had is the same type of one we find ourselves developing, and we need to take track of it and really need to come back to our first love.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes. We need to really come back to our first love.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. God is faithful, and he requires of us, his people,
to be faithful.
To be faithful. Is no coincidence that we are here. It's a Holy Ghost setup, and God. Oh man, he's long suffering to us all, not willing that any to perish, but all should come to repentance. You know, and next week, you know, we'll continue. And as Sister Terian would close us off, you know, it's 7 minutes after nine. Sister Terian will be the one closing us off tonight. Just by way of announcement, next Saturday we'll have no Bible study. Next Saturday we'll resume the week after that, because this Saturday coming we will be joining Sister Camille's group for a 3 days revival under the theme Recharge, Refuel, and Restore Through the Resurrection Power. And this is going to start on Thursday. We will announce the time later. I think it's 7. But we will announce the time later. Thursday through to Saturday.
So
Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. So we're going to join with Sister Camille's group.
Amen.
You know, we're going to join with our group. And it's a revival. And if ever a time we as people of God need a revival in our soul, it is now. You know,
amen.
Our pastor was saying last week or the week before. He said, you don't only come to the altar.
The week before.
He said, you don't only come to the altar to get saved or because you're going through a persecution or a problem. He said, you come to the altar to keep saved too.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Come to the altar to stay saved. You come to the altar to stay saved. So maybe you're at a place where you think that you don't need a revival in your soul. And you are right. But come same way to stay saved.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Because the word of God tells us that the enemy is around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You don't know when he's asking for you and when he wants to pull you down. So come. Wherever the word of God is being taught or being preached, come there and get a word to strengthen you during your time when you're going through some persecutions. Amen. So we'll join Sister Camille's group. And we're going to put the link in the WhatsApp group so we can click on it and join it and support the woman of God. And we too will be strengthened. You know, we too will be. It's a sacrifice, and we recognize that we have people in Christendom now that don't know the power of sacrifice. When you sacrifice for God, that's when your breakthrough come true. Whenever you see something like look too difficult to move, and your strength alone can't move it, try Jesus. And when he move it, when he empower you to move it, then you will see the full extent of his power. You know, many a times our breakthrough
is just locked, is just tied up into a yes. Just say yes one time to Jesus. Our breakthrough is tied up into a yes. You know, we are not willing to go outside of our comfort zone. We are not willing to do things that glorify God. You know, we are not willing to go the extra mile so we can reap the benefit what God would have in store for us. We want things to be on the same plane every day. You know, but in order to get God's best, there will be some trials. There will be some fighting. There will be some situation that will draw you close to him. If you are too comfortable just living without any challenges, your life won't be blessed. And I will tell you that. The challenges are there to make you stronger. So I give God thanks for believers who are going through challenges. I give God thanks for believers who learn to sacrifice, because it's your sacrifice. The word of God tells us that obedience, being obedience is better than having your sacrifice. But the way we are bad and don't even want to obey, we come to a point where we have to give. We have to give ourselves. We have to sacrifice. Amen. So I implore you, whenever you can sacrifice, which is every time, sacrifice a praise, sacrifice a worship, sacrifice a time of thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. And so, Sister Therian, before you come, anyone has any prayer requests, anything that you want us to join in prayer with you for? Anyone has any feedback from the floor? Anything to that you want to share with us? Any victories? And in light of that, I want to, Sister Erica, is Sister Erica here tonight? No, Sister Erica is not here, but continue to pray for Sister Erica. She has made a public declaration on Thursday to serve, to fully commit our life to God. And we take that not lightly, but we cover in our prayers. Amen. Amen. Yes, we make it that declaration on Thursday in Sister Camille's group. And we give God thanks and we pray for her that God, she will depend on God as she make this walk. And I welcome you all. I see Sister Candice Reed. Amen. I bless God for you, Sister Candy. Give us a shout of hallelujah, Sister Candy. I haven't seen you in some years. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We welcome again. We see another. I see someone else that is here for the first time. Sister Shanique Jack, she has been here with us. Welcome back, Sister Shanique. God bless you. Yes, I think I see Sister Tracyan. Sister Tracyan, God bless you. Yeah, we welcome you and we look forward to see you again this every Saturday after this, you know, yes. And yes, God bless, God bless, God bless. Amen, amen. All right, it's all over to you, Sister Therian. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, bless people the Lord. Of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
It's a pleasure to be here with you tonight. I know I was asked to pray, but that song is in my spirit, and I'm just going to ask you for the time.
Yes, it's just sing in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right. I'm going to close my camera for a bit.
Okay,
thank
Sister
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I sing in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Obey of the Lord, and He is my refuge. In Him will I hold all of my trust. taking me daily from glory to glory. In him will I trust. In him will I trust.
Hallelujah.
Come trust and carry us.
Yes, I'm in our
sin. Oh, God.
But I will remember the name of my God.
Oh, God. Glory to God.
He is a warrior. And yes, he is my king. In him will I trust. Oh, in him will I trust.
Hallelujah.
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 He's a defender, a shield and buckler. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus.
My hope is me. Firmly on him. I'm mountains and valleys. My God is before
God.
Me. So with him will I trust. In him will I trust.
Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah.
Some trust in chariots.
Hallelujah.
Some trust in horses.
Lord,
but I will remember
name
the name of my God. He is a warrior. Hallelujah. And yes, he
Jesus.
Is my key. In him will I trust.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Him
Jesus,
will I
Jesus,
trust.
Jesus.
Come one day. Oh God, I never doubt you. I'm perfectly
bright.
And resting in you, Lord. Because you have a track record.
Hallelujah.
I'm never failing you, God. So when you will I trust,
Jesus.
Oh God, in you will I trust.
Hallelujah.
Some trust in chariots.
Some in horses.
Jesus,
some trust
Jesus,
in horses.
Jesus, Jesus,
yes, Lord.
But I will remember
Hallelujah.
The name of the Lord.
The name
Hallelujah.
Of my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, mighty, mighty, mighty.
Jesus.
I'm gonna
Hallelujah.
Trust you, Lord. I'm gonna trust
you, Oh God,
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
mighty
you, Jesus.
God, I'm gonna trust you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
One day we're gonna trust you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because you have a heart.
Hallelujah.
You have
yes,
a situation, Lord.
Lord.
Mighty God,
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus.
You have a heart. You have our soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have our situation,
oh, God.
Lord.
Yes, everything into your hands.
Hallelujah.
It's easier said than done, Lord, but we're going to trust you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
We will
Jesus.
Trust you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We will trust you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust you, Lord. We
yes,
trust the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We trust in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Some
Thank
trust
you,
in
Jesus.
Hearts, Lord. Some trust in chariots,
Jesus.
Lord. But tonight we shall remember
the name of our God, our holy God, the God of Abraham, God of Elisha, God of Elijah, God of Jacob. We honor you tonight, Lord. We lift you up tonight, O God Almighty. We magnify your name, O God Almighty, and ask that your presence manifests among us.
Hallelujah.
We ask that you forgive us, Lord. Forgive me, O God, and use me as a vessel, as a mouthpiece for you tonight, Almighty God, that you will give me utterance to pray as the Holy Spirit leads in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to wash us and purify us, purge us with hyssop, mighty God. Take a live coal of fire from the altar and sanctify our tongues. Sanctify my tongue, Lord, as I petition your throne of grace. Oh, God Almighty, we just want to thank you for being sovereign over every situation that we may experience. We thank you that you are sovereign, God. You are, hallelujah, Jesus, clothed in majesty. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, that you are the winner, man. You fight every battle and you have never lost one. Father God, we thank you that you have a track record of never ever failing. And tonight, Lord, we don't just want to say it with our fancy words. We just want to believe it tonight, Lord. We want to trust in you tonight, Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
We will not trust in horses. We will not trust in chariots. We will trust in you tonight. Concerning our situation, concerning this ministry, concerning our hearts, Lord God Almighty.
Lord.
And as we are here, oh God Almighty, you know why we come. We come with an intentionality, it's a sacrifice, Lord. There's so many distractions, Lord, but we are here. We're here because
Lord.
We need food. We're here because we are weak without you. We are here because we need the word, which is our source, which will give us power to stand, which will give us power, mighty God, to progress in our Christian walk with you. And so, Father God, we thank you for the one, the vessel that brings the word from Saturday to Saturday, Lord God Almighty. And I thank you that we'll be hearers of the word and doers of the word also. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, that our hearts are prepared from Saturday to Saturday, Lord, when we come.
Hallelujah.
That when the word is planted, oh God Almighty, it will grow, oh God. Our hearts will be good soil so that the word can grow and bear fruit, mighty God. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Glory
I thank
to
you
God.
Tonight, Lord God Almighty, that your word, hallelujah, hallelujah, is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Guide
Glory
us, Lord God Almighty. Continue to bless Deacon Scott with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord, because you certainly, your word tells us, Lord, that if he cries out for wisdom, if he cries out for knowledge and understanding,
God.
You will show him the knowledge of God, mighty God.
Yes,
and so,
Lord.
Father God, tonight I pray that you continue to fill him up with your Holy Spirit,
yes,
O God
Lord.
Almighty. You continue to give him boldness and backbone, spiritual backbone, so he can stand, mighty God, despite the naysayers, despite the, challenges,
God.
Oh God, despite the disappointment. And if, mighty God, you will give him faith to acknowledge that even if one Saturday comes on and there's nobody, he will still do what he has to do in the name of Jesus, because he's doing it unto God.
Thank
Hallelujah. And he will not be perturbed, mighty God, but he will continue to trust you, Lord God Almighty. And Lord, we are believing you tonight, oh God, for miracles. We are believing you, oh God Almighty, that as we come, Lord, we will become partakers of the word, oh God, so we can be thy disciples to go out and share
word
with others, Lord. You know, co-workers, mighty God, with those we pass on the wayside, mighty God. Let us not come to be spectators, but let us come with an intention, Lord, that we are going to grow and we are going to represent the way of the cross. I give you praise, Lord, as we study the book of Judges, Lord. Recognize, Lord, and we compare it with Joshua's time. Oh, Lord, you have allowed the Israelites to prevail. Oh, you have allowed them, oh, God, to inherit the blessing and the promises.
Yes,
and as soon as this leader left them, oh, God Almighty, they were back at square one. They were losing the battles. But you showed us time and time again how faithful you are. Such a covenant-keeping God that once they cried out to you and raised up a leader, Almighty God. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, that just like how in Joshua, the people, the Israelites were represented or identified by their God, their powerful God.
Hallelujah.
Let us be in that light, even in our walk with you, Lord, that people know us by our God.
Hallelujah.
They will know that this is, hallelujah, brother,
yes,
Scott,
Lord.
Deacon Scott's God, the God of Deacon Scott. The God of Thelma Scott, the God of Terry,
Hallelujah.
The God of Camille, Halabasterobo, the one mighty God
Hallelujah.
Who parted the Red Sea, that same God, hallelujah, who worked miracles, that same God who bring healing and deliverance, that same God who spoke and it was. You are the same God today, yesterday, and forever, and you have not changed, oh God Almighty. And so, Father God, I pray
Hallelujah.
That you will abide among us, oh God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
I pray that we will reclaim our praise and our worship.
Hallelujah.
I pray, oh God, that when we come in the name of Jesus, we will not come in vain, Almighty God. But you, oh God Almighty, will lift up a standard and raise us up
Hallelujah.
As a mighty army.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord, that you will take care of your son's needs, his family, his wife, his son,
oh,
mighty God, his extended
Jesus.
Family, his job, his health, everything concerning
Hallelujah.
Him, mighty God,
Hallelujah.
As he takes care of your business, his finances, I lay in your hands, Lord. Everything that worries him, everything that bothers his spirit, Lord, we lay them on
Hallelujah.
The altar. And we thank you for strengthening him now, Lord, our God Almighty. And we thank you, oh God,
thank
for removing
Jesus.
Every delay, mighty God, spiritual delay, Almighty
oh,
God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you open
yes,
doors
Lord.
Now. I pray, oh God Almighty, that heaven is open up on your son right now in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ of
Hallelujah.
Nazareth.
Thank
I thank you
Jesus.
For what you are doing tonight.
Thank
you for what you will do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for what you have already done.
You,
and tonight
yes,
I want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, for Sister Erica. Heaven rejoices,
yes,
mighty
Lord.
God, when one
thank
soul
you,
surrenders.
Jesus.
And I know
yes,
you are
Lord.
Rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
Angels are rejoicing, mighty
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that this
thank
is the best
Jesus.
Decision should have ever made. Thank you for sending
thank
help.
You,
thank you for sending a special
Hallelujah.
Angel to her mind to speak to her, to minister
oh,
to her.
Hallelujah.
Because we know the enemy
Hallelujah.
And we know that he's a trickster.
Lord,
we know that he's
yes,
a liar.
Lord.
And
yes.
we know how we will come with this temptation.
Jesus,
we know we're not going to leave it to chance. We're not going to leave her unattended,
oh, God.
Mighty God. Let the blood of Jesus surround her. Let the blood
yes,
of Jesus
Lord.
Protect her and hide her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, protect
oh,
her mind.
To God.
Thank you, Lord, that this decision will remain until it is complete. And even
yes,
after
Lord.
Immersion, mighty God, you will raise her up, mighty God. You will anoint
Jesus.
Her with boldness and strength to go forward in the mighty name of Jesus. God Almighty, I thank you for all those who are here. The elderly,
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, I pray that you renew their youth like the eagles, because we need them,
yes,
Lord,
Lord.
To preserve them, because we need them, oh God, to help us, mighty God,
yes,
to preserve
Lord.
Your truth, to preserve your holiness, mighty God.
Mm.
And Lord, help their hearts not to faint with all the things that are happening in the 21st
Jesus.
Century, but release a special anointing upon them,
yes,
oh
Lord.
God, to stand planted and rooted, to open their mouth,
Hallelujah.
Lord, and keep up that whole time religion, those
Hallelujah.
Hymns, those songs, those prayer, because we
yes,
know
Lord.
That they know, mighty God, Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Who you are. And
Hallelujah.
So, Father God, I just bless you tonight
oh,
for
God.
All of
thank
us, our
Jesus.
Families, our children, our
thank
lives, and everything
Jesus.
That you have given unto
Jesus.
Us. We praise
Lord,
you, and we honor
God.
You, and we tell you thanks, Lord. And whatever I fail to ask of you concerning your people, Lord, fail not to grant it unto us, Lord. God Almighty, I praise you and I acknowledge that you are God of our lives. As we are about to part one from another, even though it's spiritually online, virtually, mighty God, we just thank you
yes,
that
Lord.
Angels are assigned to our homes, mighty God. Holy angels are in our homes, mighty God, on our rooftops, mighty God, in our inside out, back and forth, oh God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
And there's no room for the enemy to take over. Father God, I pray for sanctification of our homes. Thank you for rest, mighty God. Holy rest tonight, Lord God Almighty, that we wake up tomorrow feeling revived and restored in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I give you praise, Lord, and I give you honor as I consider it done in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, we bless Jesus. God. We bless God for Sister Terry.
Oh, thank
we bless
amen.
God.
We are.
Thank
bless
you.
God for you, man of God.